When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we roll into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. NBA trade deadline day. And we are at 58 minutes until the deadline expires, and the deals just keep coming.
Can I ask you
fast and furious? Of course you can.
Just
but
did.
Yes, you did. Did you just do that just to say it?
Yeah, partly. But
did you really want to ask a question?
Are they just waking up in Los Angeles because nobody's made a move for LeBrick-Brick? And LeBrick-Brick said he don't want to be there if he ain't going to be able to be. Like, he likes to play a Rector set with rosters and no moves. That's kind of strange.
I was not expecting them to be active because the only moves that they – could have made, everybody wanted Austin Reeves in return. They don't want to trade him. They have really nothing to offer first round pick wise. If they wait till the summer, it does open up more for them to do. And so it makes more sense. It always made more sense. That's why when they asked me on Get Up last week, is what should the Lakers do? I said their only real tradable asset is LeBron James.
Right, but that's what I'm saying though. So like, if they do nothing and they just give him promises and everybody else is getting better and they'll have even less to give up next year. Will LeBron James say, you know what, I'm opting out and I'm out?
He has a $51 million option. It's hard to believe he'll walk away from it.
Come on, man. This is a dude that prints money. Like, what are you talking about? He'll just create another episode of the
show. Still $50 million.
So. On Tubi. He'll just create a new show on Tubi.
All right. Well, Bart Scott, it is hour number three, and we are now at 56 minutes until the trade deadline ends. It's hour number three, Bart and Han, an NBA trade deadline day. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour.
Well, less than an hour now. And that is the power hour brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress, Sleep Natural. So, all right, again, we go full buffet, 800-919-3776. I'll give you what has happened so far, and it's, like I said, it has been a relatively busy day, but if you came looking for headline moves, you're not going to get them. What you're going to get, though, are some interesting moves here and there. So most recently, you have Patrick Beverley going from the Sixers to the Bucks for Cameron Payne and a second-round pick. And for the Bucks, clearly needing some help in the backcourt with defense. That certainly is Patrick Beverley's calling card. He does bounce around a lot. But I love him. But, you know, not a lot of offense there. Cameron Payne's a good offensive backup point guard, not really a great defender. So for the Sixers, they get in somebody else that can get them some scoring.
That's what they need with Joel Embiid being out.
Detroit Pistons have been very busy today. I'll get to the deal that they made with the Knicks momentarily. They waived Joe Harris, by the way.
Yeah.
Former Net.
He's been a shell of himself since the injuries, man.
Yeah,
ever since he never showed up for KD, he's been on borrowed time, man.
Yeah, he used to be a capable defender and a great 3-point shooter, but you could see physically just not the same. Meanwhile, the Pistons making, and the reason why they did this is to clear up some room. They traded away, they're bringing in four players from the Knicks, trading away two. So the Knicks are getting Alec Burks, no surprise, Bojan Bogdanovic. That was a bit of a surprise. Although there was thoughts he was available, there was just not a lot of thought that the Knicks would be able to get him. So they get him. Now, who is Bojan Bogdanovic for those who might not be true NBA fans? He is a very talented, multifaceted, you know, he can play the three, he could play a little four, good size, 40% three-point shooter, good playmaker. He's averaging 20 a game this year on a really bad Pistons team, but on good Jazz teams, he was averaging 20 a game only a couple of years ago. He also doesn't have a fully guaranteed contract after this season, so it also gives you cap flexibility. Everybody knows who Alec Burks is if you've been following the Knicks. He was with the Knicks a couple of years ago, helped him to the playoffs. Tom Thibodeau does trust him. another over 30 player who can shoot 40% from three and handle the basketball. Going out, Evan Fournier, expiring contract, he wasn't playing. Quentin Grimes, yet another young player who has had a knee issue, a sprained knee, and was kind of losing himself in the rotation. Malachi Flynn, who was part of the OG Anunoby trade, and Ryan Arcidiacono, who was one of the Villanova guys. So now we're down to three Villanova guys on the team for now. The Knicks also sent two future second-round picks in this deal. And why is that key? Because they have not used any of their firsts. Their firsts stay in their pocket. So they acquired OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa and didn't give up any first-round picks. And now they've also acquired two more veteran players without giving up any first-round picks. So that is the key, and other people have pointed this out nationally. The Nets have made a couple of moves. They have moved Spencer Dinwiddie will be going to Toronto, and in return they'll get Dennis Schroeder, who can play the point guard position, and Thaddeus Young, a former Net, who does come back to the Nets as well. Royce O'Neal being traded, that's being reported, being traded to the Suns, which will be guys, for them. That's a really good pickup. Yeah, and also Roddy, David Roddy from the Grizzlies is in a three-team deal. The Suns, all they have to do is give up three second-round picks. Not so bad. So Royce O'Neal, nice pickup there for the Suns as they are now trying to get involved in some things. Charlotte Hornets trading Gordon Hayward to the Oklahoma City Thunder. That was an interesting move. So something to keep an eye on. Dallas Mavericks doing a deal with the Hornets as well, getting P.J. Washington.
How bad is Grant Williams? Like, he must be annoying as hell. Like, who's more annoying, like him or Dylan Brooks?
Yeah, I've heard that Grant Williams in Dallas was on borrowed time.
Yeah, because he's a talker, right? He's a talker. Yes. He's overcommunicated. Think he's a leader. Like, yes. Luka and Kyrie's like, man, shut up.
Luka has rolled his eyes at him a couple of times.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That has happened.
Philly's been busy. Just 7-Eleven.com.
Affiliate more from 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Buddy Hill going to the
This morning. Yeah, Buddy Hill going to the Sixers. Yeah, I was getting to that one.
Huh.
Yeah, I was getting to that one. So that happens there. So and then the Sixers also, by the way, were created some cap space with the Pistons. They did a second round pick.
Damn, Detroit.
They traded Daniel House to the Pistons for a second round pick and a second round pick. So they're getting some cap space here, and there's some thought that they might also be in the Kyle Lowry sweepstakes. So keep an eye on that. Raptors getting Kelly Olynyk and Ochai Agbaji from the Jazz. Kind of liked him. Kira Lewis, Otto Porter, and a second round pick there, as the Jazz weren't going to keep Kelly Olynyk. Olynyk is a Canadian, so the Raptors are collecting Canadians and young players.
They ain't playing, man. Team
Canadian. Buddy Hield, that deal with Buddy Hield, that was this morning, and that was Marcus
that
Morris. The Sixers were sending Marcus Morris, Furkan Korkmaz, 3 seconds. So they're going back to Indiana. So Morris gives them a little bit of toughness, a little bit of depth at forward. Korkmaz can shoot the three. Buddy Hield felt like he was on his way out, and the Sixers pick him up. So, you know, I mean, that's been the extent of it. There's got to be one or two that I haven't said yet, but, you know, as you can tell, giving you headliners.
Yeah, who's your biggest surprise? Who's your biggest surprise of not making a move? Minnesota really didn't need to make a move.
No, they have to worry about their salary
Sacramento
structure. Yeah, another team, again, that they're kind of locked with what they've got. Golden State, you know, really surprised that we're not seeing anything out of them. And the Lakers. You know, the Lakers aren't even, you know, they haven't really done much. But the Hawks, all the talk was DeJounte Murray and that there was a big market for him. The Knicks were interested. Several other teams were as well. And but still, you know, there's still certainly time to go, 50 minutes to go. You know, does he get moved? Because that would be the biggest name.
Yeah, that tells you asking price way too high.
Oh, yeah, they were asking for multiple firsts. But you're seeing here that teams aren't really giving up firsts right now. Everybody's kind of hanging on to them. But I really like that, like I said, the P.J. Washington move to the Dallas Mavericks, that's a really good move.
Listen,
good move.
I don't really know how this works, but it seems like Seth Curry – being stuck in Charlotte is unfair.
Well, it's not stuck. Remember, he's from there.
I understand that. But it seems like maybe Like, I don't know how that works. Do you think maybe Charlotte buys him out? And then, you know, that would be a great shooter for the Knicks.
Remember, they have to buy out Kyle Lowry. Mm. So are they really just going to start buying out guys left and right?
I mean, they got to start over.
You know, he's got a small guarantee for next season. So it is interesting what happens there, but I imagine
Seth
for him
Curry
it's going
just,
home.
Yeah. Seth Curry just feels like a guy that can be a adding piece, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it's
to somebody that's seriously trying to win something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, quality guy. Definitely quality guy, but I don't know what his situation is, but I do know that he's not fully – actually, his contract is only $4 million. He can be fully guaranteed one day before the draft. So if they waive him before the draft, then he loses that salary. So, you know, like that's – buying him out, I don't know if it's something they do. I think he just – they need bodies in Charlotte. I mean, they've moved out some people here, so they do need some bodies. And they could stand some shooting. Their offense is pathetic.
Yeah, it's just weird when you get guys that are older and they've been around. Like, bro, like I'm trying to win, man. Like, let me go somewhere I can win.
Yeah, he's been part of it, though. Remember, he's been part of it.
Yeah. So any market for Killian Hayes, who is just a guy that you get to pick up, or he just horrible? Like 2020, 7th overall pick.
Like just yeah, that was not a good move. So they probably had to waive him and Joe Harris to open up the spot because remember they traded two out and brought four in. Mm-hmm. So and then I wonder what they'll do with Archie because you know do they keep him on the roster? Do they waive him? You know that'll be interesting to watch as well. But yeah, I mean, you talk about a bad draft. You know, and the Pistons were bad for years. You got to get all your draft picks right. And that's when they didn't get it right. They took him 7th overall. And you could just see, like, it just wasn't a good fit. But anyways, you know, again, as we've talked about, the buzz has been what the Knicks did. And I want you to listen to Kendrick Perkins and his reaction to what he thinks when the Knicks are at full health. And remember, OG Anunoby's got this elbow thing that he's dealing with. That he's going to probably miss time. I can't imagine he's back before the All-Star break. Julius Randle has the shoulder. We won't see him, I'm sure, until after the All-Star break. And then, obviously, Jalen Brunson, they avoided any major issues because he was listed as questionable with the ankle. I still don't think he's going to play tonight just based on they're down to a skeleton crew tonight before they get everybody back, get everybody on the team, maybe in time for Saturday's game against the Pacers, so you buy him a little bit of time. But once they're healthy and once they're whole, Kendrick Perkins sees the Knicks, and he's putting them in a category that we haven't heard in a long time.
I said it yesterday, and I was talking about the Knicks putting themselves in position and how they're actually contending right now, right? And adding these two pieces, when you add Bogdanovich, when you add Alec Burks, the only thing that the Knicks were missing was depth. And right now, they're deeper than the Pacific Ocean, and everybody else in the Eastern Conference need to get life jackets, including the Boston Celtics. This New York Knicks team is a legit title contender this season. And if anybody else say anything different, then they haven't been watching the Knicks play. When you look at Tom Thibodeau, they have established since the day one their identity on both ends of the floor. And now you add more offensive firepower with the addition that they already added in OG Anunoby. This team is deep. They have zero flaws. They have a closer in Jalen Brunson. This team is ready right now to compete for a title.
So Perk says zero flaws, Bart.
Zero?
Yeah. Find the flaw.
They don't have, you know, I guess if you want to put Jalen Brunson as one superstar, but most teams have two superstars.
And they argue in the playoffs, in a playoff series, the team with more stars usually wins. That's like a theory in the NBA.
Because rotations are shortened.
Yep.
And it's great to have depth, but you know, usually it's 7, maybe 8 guys that determine your fate.
Usually it is. Yeah, it usually is. And then, of course, depth helps you when you have injuries. Depth is great during the regular season. But it is still your firepower, your star power in the playoffs and a playoff series that matters most. So Jalen Brunson has to continue to play like a star. The question is, can Julius Randle come back from this shoulder injury, which is a big question mark? You know, let's not assume that Randle is coming back and he'll go back to being 25, 10, and 5.
Can he play
like an all-star, you know, coming out of this injury? That's a huge question, is it not?
Yeah, none shooting shoulder. I don't think that messes with his shot
no?
at all. You know what
okay.
I mean? Guide hand ain't doing much work when you're shooting a J.
Well, it's also, though, when you play in the around the basket like he does, it's the contact you're going to take when going up to the basket. Remember, the biggest strength of his game is the physicality, how he can out-muscle people. So, you know, I think if you're going with flaws, I think my first question mark of the flaw thing is, do they have enough star power to, you know, to be able to make a run? Because the depth is there, the talent's there, the coaching's there. It's a matter of – and the shooting's there. They have a bunch of now guys who shoot 40% from three. Do they have enough star power? How about Richard Jefferson and his take on the Knicks?
I don't know about contender status, but their team is better. We have to understand that the teams in front of them were outstanding teams. Again, when you were talking about before Joel Embiid went down, he might have been the best player of the world. Boston, fully loaded. They're trying to catch up to Boston, in my opinion. But what I like about this trade is they have more players that can create shots for themselves. I love Josh Hart. I love Dante DiVincenzo. They're shooters, but they're not creators. They're not shot creators for themselves or others to a certain degree. When you add Bogdanovich, when you add Alec Burke, these are guys that, yeah, they can create for others. They can catch and shoot. They can play within a system. But if you need them to go get a bucket, you can give them the ball and they can go get a bucket. I think that is the biggest addition, in my opinion, to what they just got.
You see it again. That's RJ saying what I kind of is saying as well, is that in a playoff series, it's stars. And stars can create for themselves, can score. The Celtics have Jason Tatum, one of the best in the game in one-on-one scoring. Jaylen Brown can certainly take over a game as well. Porzingis, we know he can do it. You know, they have three guys.
Porzingis, just how he's able to alter shots. We saw that when the first game of the season.
And he's that too. Impact
like, defense. The intimidation, for, you know, when you think about Jalen Brunson, you know, he's only like 6'2", maybe, right?
Yeah.
And you think about that.
Like he's smart defensively. Like, he's crafty.
But I'm just saying Porzingis, like, that altered a lot of shots. And we saw the same thing with Davis the other day.
Anthony Davis, right. And the Laker loss in that fourth quarter especially. You're right. And so – as we are looking at this now, the macro view, and you just take a look at, okay, when they're healthy, this is what you've got. Is it enough? Like, you know, when you got Perk putting them in contender status, that's putting them in the conversation with the Clippers, star power, right? With the Celtics, star power.
The Clippers got star power.
I mean, Milwaukee still has Giannis, and even though their defense is not what it used to be, you have Giannis and you have Dame. That's still two guys that can get you 50. You know, on a given night, either one of them can go off for 50. And so, again, how do you counter that? Can you win that? Can you win 4 out of 7 against a team like that? Philadelphia doesn't have Embiid. We know their record without him is bad. But they have to believe that he's going to come back from the meniscus surgery. And when he does, you know, what will he have in the tank? Will he be strong enough to get through a playoff series and win? Because, he's the best player on the floor when he's healthy and playing in a game. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they have Donovan Mitchell. You know, that's a star. Now, the rest of their team are really good role players. Garland is not a star. He's really good. He did make an all-star, but still, like, really good. But I wouldn't put him above anybody that the Knicks have as far as, you know, Brunson or Randall when they're healthy. So there's Cleveland. You know, who else are you worried about? The Pacers. You know, they have Halliburton, and then they've got a really nice roster of guys who can get up and down the floor, but they don't defend. These are all things we got to look at now, because this is what we get to talk about. And, oh, by the way, Knick fans, this is the fun part. This is the fun part. Now you start measuring up. Now you just see, what can this team be? Well, we got to see them get healthy first. That's the most important part. 800-919-3776. Jim is in Rocky Point. Hey, Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Good.
I really appreciate taking my call. I think I spoke to you guys on Tuesday, and one of the things I had mentioned to you was Kelly Olynyk and Jordan Clarkson. Now, this is like a poor man's version of that trade, in my opinion, and I actually think that this trade works out even better because Alec Burks will get to walk at the end of the season, as opposed to if we had gotten Jordan Clarkson, we would have been responsible. And Bogdanovich, now, he's a piece, he's an expiring contract next year. And this makes us incredibly deep. I know you guys are talking about superstars and stuff like that, and I believe Randall, 2-time All-Pro, about to be 3-time, 27-10. I mean, he is potentially a superstar as well. So I really think we can – this was an excellent trade, and I really do think Perk is right. We can compete for that title this year. I think it might be that time for us. It's exciting. I'm nervous talking about it.
Well, the fact that the Knicks play a different game that the other teams that we talk about really don't, and I'm talking about that defensive game. You know what I mean? You know, outside of maybe Boston with Forget the guy. Jeesh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I forgot. The guy that they traded for from the Bucks, Holiday. Yeah. You know, like outside of Holiday, like, and Brown can bite down a lot too, and you think about Porzingis. But outside of them, who's exceptional or like the Knicks as far as being able to play great defense? Because that's really what it comes down to. Like, you know, your half-court offense, all that type of stuff when you get to the playoffs is about execution. And that's what I like about the fact, and that's why I think it'd be great if they get Kyle Lowry, because he can help them in that half-court set as well when, you know, Brunson's getting a blow in the playoffs. You know, so, you know, I think the Knicks, you know, because they're deep, but also because they play defense and they brought in pieces that can slow down some of the other team's stars. And then when you're not deep and that star struggles because you got an OG on them or something like that, then it really exposes that depth like a nerve.
And that's going to have to be what comes first with the Knicks is their defense and their toughness and all those things. I mean, that's got to be what helps them, as we talked about, winning these series head-to-head. Josh is in Brooklyn. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good.
7-Eleven just came down. That Bobo got traded to Japan. I'm sorry, Bart. That's crazy.
Wow. Man, Quinn, hey, you saw Bobo the other day. Even Isaiah put it on it. The guy tried to take the charge, and Bobo went around and wrapped his legs around him like a spider and just rolled up like, you can't touch me. How can you stand in front of me? I'm 2 millimeters wide. I can't be charged.
But I had 2 quick points. When you think about the trade that could have happened, what was it, last summer with Donovan Mitchell, what they would have given up for just Donovan Mitchell. And then you look at how they recouped, basically added depth and starters. I think at the end of what they did was a better workout for them instead of, like, what was it, like Quentin Grimes?
Remember,
like
it was multiple firsts.
Like
it was
five picks or something like that, right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, though. Donovan Mitchell is balling out in Cleveland. I mean, he's having an unbelievable season.
But he got the ball in his hand a lot, so that would have been different too, because he's got the ball in his hand a lot, and that's what Jalen Brunson does. So, like,
you're right.
Finding that balance,
if you made that trade,
always
would Jalen Brunson be an all-star? I don't know. You know, I don't know. So it's there's a lot of things to consider there, but it is interesting that the two players you wouldn't include in the deal, which is R.J. Barrett and Quentin Grimes, are both gone. And think about this too, Bart. With this trade, the Knicks had a youth movement going here. The last playoff, right? The last time they were – like even last year's playoffs. The key pieces of your core were R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Quentin Grimes, Obi Toppin. They all gone. Right? Like, think about it. 4 pieces of your 7-to-8-man rotation were all your guys who were 23 years or younger. And they're all gone. And instead, you have now vets. You brought in 2 30-year-old guys. You brought in a guy like OG Anunoby, who's in his 20s, but still, hey, he's not old, but he's an older player who's had a lot of experience. And this youth movement has now turned into what is now more of a veteran team, not an old team, just an older team.
But the good thing is this older team with expiring contracts can be young again if you decide to go pick up some younger players.
Well, it's, you know, again, I think when you're trying to win a championship, you're not doing it with young players. I think that's pretty clear. What you want is your best players.
Unless you're
OKC,
who went and got 1 older player, but they're still babies.
Yeah, that's still a very young team being led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's an MVP candidate. And so obviously that's something that you're hoping can turn into something special, like they had a bunch of years ago when they had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook,
Serge
and James
Ibaka.
Harden. And you said Serge Ibaka first.
Yo, Serge Ibaka is like in Lithuania somewhere playing basketball.
Yeah, he's not in the league anymore. You know, it's funny how he was undersized, but because he had long arms and
he's like Bam
Adebayo.
But Bam's got a better game, I think, than Serge, offensive game.
Serge just got small real quick when he couldn't jump as high as he used to from all the injuries. And you're right. The lack of an offensive game is what also turned him into somebody that was more expendable because he just wasn't giving you enough. The game has changed dramatically. All right, we will continue with your calls, reactions, questions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, all that stuff. People are saying the Knicks are now contenders after today's deals. Do you agree or disagree? 800-919-3776. Stay with us, Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team.
Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so the K-Show, Bart, is at UBS Arena today.
Are they?
Yeah, doing their show there. The Islanders and the Lightning tonight. It's actually a sneaky big game. Islanders coming out of the gate with a good win in God, I was just watching that game the other day. Who the hell did they beat? It was a hell of Toronto. That's right. They were up in Toronto where the All-Star game was, and it was a hell of a win. And so let's see if Patrick Waugh, who's, you know,
Patrick
new
Roy?
Coach.
Waugh. Waugh. World. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just see what kind of impact that he can have now. Get some practices in with this group and get them playing right. But so they're on Long Island tonight. Guess what? They come back tomorrow. So if you can't go tonight to see them at UBS, and the doors open at 5, so go to UBS and hang out with the boys. You can come to the See the Michael K Show live tomorrow at 3 p.m. from Plattdeutsch Park in Franklin Square, which isn't that far, actually, from UBS, for a special countdown to kickoff broadcast to get you ready for the big game. The big game? What's the big game, Bart?
That championship bowl.
Yes, it's very super. You get live music from one of the Tri-State's best cover bands, The Mystic, and we're bringing the big game experience to you at Plattdeutsch Park, brought to you by Wise Snack, Security Dodge, Resorts World Catskills, Chili Willy, and Cool Carl's Ice. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the new Tullamore Dew Honey. 800-919-3776. Let's get back to the calls as we continue to keep an eye on the NBA trade deadline, as we are now down to about 23 minutes until the end of the deadline. So, Big Al in the Bronx, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, bro? So, you were just talking earlier, and I heard you, that made me call in. You go, the Knicks don't really have guys that go get buckets. But, yo, I think some of this injury bug that we've got has been a blessing in disguise, because we didn't know that Dante DiVincenzo, on the contract that he's got right now, which is under, like, contract.
It's like $10 million.
Bucket. Yeah, bro, he could go get you buckets. Not only that, now you got Burks. So, like, when it comes down to the playoffs, and they always say Tibbs plays his lineup too long, yo, these guys, he's got guys he can trust, he can put in, they could go get you buckets. So not everything's on Jalen Brunson. And now that you got Burks, you got Bogdanović, remember what the Lakers did to us on Saturday? You can't do that to us again.
Yeah, what they were doing. Yes, what they were doing, they were double teaming Brunson, and they were taking away basically the first pass, which is generally like, and make them find Josh Hart, and Josh Hart's been struggling from three, and so they were living with, let Josh Hart take threes, let somebody else shoot threes. Precious Achiuwa, go ahead, you take the three.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you have these guys, they're 40% three-point shooters, you don't want to leave them open. You're right.
Yeah, so now you can't double Brunson. So now we have a real animal in the paint. So even if Jules comes back, and he's not 100%, he doesn't have to be 100% the way. Remember, that's why we lost last year, because he wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
Now you got a bunch of other bucket getters, and you don't have to ride Jules for 38 minutes. You're saying that give him 10 minutes on a bench. You can give him 25 minutes. You have a lot of bucket getters now. And honestly, I've been sitting there saying this since we picked up the big ragu. The way we looked last year, we are championship material, and we look like the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, Bart, we look like your Pistons that took down the L.A. Lakers. We got buckets everywhere, and everyone plays defense. We look good.
2004. Big Al is all in. I mean, that's what I want to know from people. Like, you know, again, Perk said it. Perk said, put them in that conversation. They are a contender. Once they get everybody healthy, this Knicks team is a contender. And that hasn't been said about the Knicks in a long time. Are you buying into that? 800-919-3776. Fran in Massapequa. Fran, are you buying into this?
I mean, listen, I don't know where, you know, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm really happy, so I don't want to be negative, but I don't like it. I wanted Murray. I wanted the kid from Atlanta. The kid's a stud. Now that you tell me that I could have got rid of the two guys that we got, Anunoby, and I like Anunoby, and I like the kid, Precious. I like that. It's really good. But I think that the bottom line is I don't like the fact we could have got rid of those guys and got all these names I'm getting screwed up. The kid from Cleveland.
Donovan Mitchell,
yes.
You also would have had to give up a bunch of firsts, though. And
I know. So this is what I want.
That's why I said what I – friend, last year when that trade didn't go down and he ended up going to Cleveland – and I lost it. I don't know if you remember. I was on the air.
Yeah, I know that.
Furious.
I know, and so did I.
That's why. Because talent like that, like, it's hard to get that kind of talent. Now, they've got great depth now. And so I can't argue with, you know, what would you rather right now? Because you don't know what Jalen Brunson would have become. You have no idea.
Right. So we got lucky with Brunson. We keep him, give him a big deal. I'm going to tell you what they do. But I wanted to, you're 100% right. And just think, look at Brunson did. Coming from Dallas to New York, yep. Where he wanted to come and play, look how good he's become. If Mitchell would have come from Utah to New York where he wanted to play, he's going to be a beast. So what you do is you go be out, when you hear that word, be out for him, and you go and you get Mitchell. Now, this is what you do. And maybe if you can even you bring in Mitchell, but if you put Brunson on the second line. I'm thinking hockey. You put him on the second crew with his Villanova boys. But you got to get two. We need a guy like Mitchell. You need that guy. And then I'm telling you, listen to me. This Murray guy is going to be off the hook good. He's a stud. Nobody talks about him. Look at his stats up and down. It's scary how good he is.
If he's so good, if he's so good, why does two teams want to move on from him, though?
The other thing is that the Pelicans were in talks.
Listen, Bart.
The Pelicans were in talks to get him, and I thought he was going to end up there. But those talks have already broken down. It sounds like the Hawks are asking for more than what anybody wants to give up. They want multiple first-round picks, and no one's willing to do that right now because you're taking on a gigantic contract. I mean, that's really what it's about. It's a big contract. It kicks in next year. And with this summer, and I keep saying it, you're going to get sick of me talking about it. I'm telling you. Everybody else has said it too. Frank Isola said it to us when we had him on. Brian Windhorst has said it. Bobby Marks has said it. Adrian Wojnarowski said it when we had him on earlier in the week as well. They keep pointing to the summer, and there's going to be more movement this summer with large contracts because of the new tax threshold that's coming. It's going to be very restrictive for teams that are over that number. So that's why teams are hesitant to give up any picks that they might have that might get him a deal in the summer. So the Hawks wanted to see if they could create a market and see if they could get, you know, a big return for him at the deadline. And teams have kind of said, nah, I'm all set. And so I don't know if he's getting traded. There's 20 minutes to go here, Bart. And the guy that has been talked about the most might not get traded.
Yep. And they start winning too. So maybe they're saying, hey, let's play this out. Let's revisit this in the offseason where it'll be more suitors because more people may open up and get more money because they're going to be letting go some of their good players.
Yeah. I mean, there's that part of it too, right? Like that maybe he comes into the conversation in the summer. But, I mean, the Lakers were interested in him. The Knicks were interested in him. Brooklyn was interested in him. And the Pelicans, as recent as this morning, it felt like they were closing in on a deal, and the more I kept seeing it, the more I'm like, you know what? That's going to be a very interesting trade if he ends up there instead of anywhere else. But then that has actually fallen apart. In fact, Chris Haynes, that you see on TNT all the time with Bleacher Report as well, he said the talks have completely stopped. And so if the talks are stopping and we're 20 minutes to the deadline, that's not a good sign. So, you know, these deals that usually go down before the deadline with big-name players, it's rare that they happen this close to the deadline. They usually have been done already. So I can't imagine there's going to be too much of a flurry of activity now over the next, you know, again, 19, 18 minutes. But the moves that have been made so far have been interesting by several teams in the East, most significantly, of course, by the Knicks. All right, we'll finish up with your calls at 800-919-3776. A few more thoughts. Who the hell's going to play tonight? The Mavericks are in town tonight to play the Knicks, and there might be 7-8 players available for the Knicks, and two of them are probably G League guys on two-way contracts. That's just the way it goes around the trade deadline. So we'll get the very latest certainly on that and more. Hey, everybody, last year at the Super Bowl, Rob Gronkowski went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. Now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2, Electric Boogaloo. And this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in right now, because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. If everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58, whether your team make or team miss, just head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk's kick live. You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. New to FanDuel? Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and older and physically present in New York. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who make the correct pick. Prize issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, so Knicks and the Mavs tonight is on TNT. Of course, our coverage is here on 98.7 ESPN starting at 7, right? 7? Is it 8 o'clock tip? When I don't do the games, I could care less what time it starts.
No, nobody's playing tonight, so it's okay. Just show up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting if you think about it.
But the crowd should be happy anyway.
So here's what's interesting. 7 o'clock period. Okay, so it is a 7:30 tip. Woj just put out a tweet seconds ago. The Atlanta Hawks are keeping guard DeJounte Murray. No trade for him.
See?
So there was no market for him, or they were just testing the waters, whatever it is. But, you know, like it's amazing. Like that was the one name everybody was looking at. And so we were talking to a caller who that's what we wanted. I kept saying, there's not a trade to be had. What they're asking for is an overpay, and nobody wanted to do it. And that's just a reality. So, you know, the deadline is not going to have the big trade. The Lakers doing nothing, which everybody thought they were going to do something, but they're playing better now. So maybe they just ride that and see if they could capture some of the magic they had last year and if LeBron can make a run. But when you look at the West, the Clippers just look too good. You know, the Mavericks, if they stay healthy, they're good.
Well, with the Clippers,
the Oklahoma City Thunder are like a juggernaut.
Yeah, but with the Clippers, it's always Kawhi and that knee.
Yeah, but he's playing now. Like he's, I mean, and he got the extension, and he's playing now. Usually when he gets the extension is when he starts to shut it down again. But that's not happening here. So, again, it'll be something now that we'll watch the rest of the way. Look, the reality is the Knicks' move today gave them much-needed depth to get them through the rest of the season, first and foremost. These are pieces that you're going to need while they're dealing with some injuries that include Randall, that include Ochi Anunoby, and what that elbow is going to take. And Bart said, you said, it's not that big of a deal what you heard. They got the bone spurs that are causing some irritation in the elbow. You said that's not that big of a deal. You've been through those.
Yeah. I wonder if it's floaties or if it's actually something that's kind of went to the bone inside the elbow that grew on there. You know, they clip it off. What happens is it's like a spike. You know what I mean? If you overextend it, it sticks you. So I'm not concerned with it overly.
Okay. Is there any other team that we looked at that got significantly better or that raised their profile going into this as we go into the final minutes of the deadline? Is there someone else that you said, wow, they picked up that guy, that's made them better?
Like, I mean, only Milwaukee with Patrick Beverley giving them some defensive presence,
toughness.
Some grit, yeah.
I think it's Dallas. I think the Mavericks getting
P.J. Washington.
They got P.J. Washington from Charlotte.
Getting rid of Grant Williams.
Who some people look at him as he's too much of a pain in the ass. But they also, sneaky good deal here too. Dallas also, from what I saw, they got the center from Washington.
P.J. Washington, right?
No, the center from Washington.
Okay.
Daniel Gafford, he was a starter. Then he went to the bench. He's had some issues there because they stink. But he's sneaky good, too. So they give them a little more size. They actually, you know, the kid Derek Lively has been a phenomenal rookie.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But those are two really, like when you talk about, again, those are two names that I tell you, P.J. Washington, he's a starter. Daniel Gafford is a good center, a good defensive center who can rebound. That's the same as like what the Knicks did. It's like they're not headline shaking moves, but they are good moves that will make them better. And Dallas, if they can keep Kyrie healthy and Luka healthy, I mean, Dallas could also be a team you got to watch now. You know, getting Royce O'Neal into Phoenix, interesting move, but Phoenix is still not a lot of depth there. They're going to rely heavily on those three stars. So they didn't get it. You know, they didn't get much size. So I just think Dallas got better and the Knicks got better before the trade deadline. Those are the two significant moves, in my opinion.
You don't think the two moves that Phoenix made would help them out? You know, with the body dude and
No, I don't think it's not like it doesn't move them up. It doesn't move them up the chart, if you ask me. They're already top heavy with superstars. They're going to rely on those guys. But
yeah,
Dallas got deeper. They got better. Dallas added a power forward who can score, who can shoot the three. You need that. He's an athletic. I mean, he's a freak athletically. You could throw up alley-oops to this dude. He's going to put on a show.
But at their best, all guys, the top five being healthy, Dallas isn't better than Phoenix. So Phoenix just needed some toughness, some depth.
Yeah, defense on the wing along with
with Grayson Allen.
Right, yep.
Yeah, with Grayson Allen. So, you know, I just wonder, you know, was that what Phoenix needed? We didn't think Phoenix would be able to add to their roster. You know, it's, oddly enough, been watching a lot of Bobo out there. Bobo don't even attempt to play defense. I mean, I was like, Giannis was going around like, bro, just –
Doesn't it make you
in
mad?
There, let's just play a zone.
It make you mad?
Yeah, it's like, bro, let's just play a zone.
Like that's your guy, and like the biggest thing that he just won't do it.
Yeah, and crazy,
I can't imagine he might not be coachable. Like, what's the issue there? Yeah. You don't think he doesn't want to play?
It's like the crazy thing is he goes down there. A dude tries to take a charge. First of all, against Bobo, I don't know why you want to take a charge because a junk gonna hit you either in the neck or the stomach. I don't want to feel no dude meat on me that high.
You're gonna run right into his shin bone.
Because this was like a guard too. I'm like, man. Gonna put his monkey knuckle right on your face, forehead. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he avoids him and goes around, but he can't come around on the screen to be able to play defense and move his feet. But you do that athletic to sidestep a dude just trying to step in front of you fast. Like, come on, man, you got at least a little bit more effort on there. But you know, he looked pretty okay. But I just wonder, like with you know Phoenix, if they got better, if they got enough to what they needed, which was some depth to take some of the load off of these guys.
Well, tomorrow will be a lot of football. All right, today was obviously we did 3 hours of the NBA trade deadline. Mainly, you know, the Knicks making that move was significant, and a lot of fans wanted to talk about it and get excited about it. And, you know, it is certainly something that is interesting now is when they get healthy, will this Knicks team be in the conversation for a contender. And the way they've played since the OG Anunoby trade, it's hard not to think that that potential, and again, I say potential, because they got to get healthy. And I don't know what Randall's going to be. I don't. And that's a big part of this that we just can't assume, everybody. But still, you know, that's what makes this exciting now, is once we get to the other side of the All-Star break, which is coming up, be interesting. But by the way, Bar, real quick here, All-Star break is coming next week. The Slam Dunk Contest is going to include Jaime Jaquez, Mac McClung, Jacob Toppin, and Jaylen Brown. Are you tuning into that?
Yeah. I'm going to watch it because you just never know what you're going to see. You know, when you talk about that, you just never know what you're going to see. So I can go for that.
Jaime Jaquez? I didn't even know he was a slam dunk guy. McClung's going to put on a show.
Last year, a dude from the G League came in and
that was
McClung. Captivated us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was Mac McClung.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
who's still in the G League, by the way. It's like we got to go to the G League. And Jacob Toppin, God bless him, he's mostly a G League player. But anyways, we'll get into all that stuff another time. A lot of Super Bowl tomorrow for everybody. Thanks, everybody, for all the calls and everything else. And the K-Show is coming up next. Bart, I will see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.